neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
After 10 years of being married, and unfortunately, they were not honored to have children. So they prayed that Hashem would give them what type of kid they wanted. Shadir. So what happened? They had Esav. What type of kid they prayed for? Half and half, 100%, 80%.
I didn't exactly understand the question.
No, when they prayed, because they didn't have children.
Yeah.
So what type of kids they wanted it? Righteous kid or wicked kid?
Righteous.
Sure. Righteous, tzaddik. So now, but we see they were given one tzaddik and one rasha. Understand, but here we're talking about after the prayer to Hashem, and Hashem accepted the prayer. So why Hashem gives him such a misbehaved kid? You follow? Like, let's say if somebody needs a house, so now you press Hashem, please, I need a house urgently by Pichot Dohini, I want to go to Beit Knesset on time, and so on. So the house that Hashem will provide for you is going to be 100%. It's not going to be like shaky or the ceiling will fall down, right? It's not going to collapse. So now here's a very interesting point that in Shamayim, they asked Ibrahim, are you sure you want a tzaddik kid? He said, of course I want a tzaddik kid. So they answered, if you like to have a tzaddik kid, you have to have somebody like Esav on the top of his head. Because if Yaakov Avinu does not have somebody on the top of his head, he's not going to stay tzaddik. So the requirement, the contingency that Yaakov will stay righteous, should have somebody over his head to watch him. And interesting thing is that actually we see when Esav came after Yaakov to receive a beracha. So his father told him, I'm sorry, somebody else was here, your younger brother, and he took your beracha. Did he need to say such a thing?
No.
No, he didn't need to say such a thing. He could have just given him some beracha and send him home. But why he needs to create friction between two brothers? So here exactly the same concept. Because Yitzhak Avinu Alav Shalom knew if Yaakov Avinu now is on his own, he received the bracha, so now he's going to be spoiled. He's going to be rich, he's going to be wealthy, he's going to be comfortable. So now, what did Yitzhak Avinu do? Purposely, he created enemy for Yaakov to watch him. Unless he could have just kept quiet and he would never ever will find out, ever. They would never find them. And it's very interesting that when Esav comes home, he notices that Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, for the first time, is in the kitchen and he is making lentil soup. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom passed away. The grandfather passed away. So now here they ask, what happened that Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom passed away? What happened? So they explain, on that day, Esav killed Nimrod. Who was Nimrod?
The one that threw Avram.
Exactly. He was the one that threw Avram Avinu Alav Shalom in the furnace. And not only that, he was the one that he claimed that, God forbid, he's the God, Nimrod. He was claiming that he was Motemarit. So now here that means he was exactly opposite of what Avraham Shalom, all his belief was, that there's only one God, he's the one that created the world. So now it's very interesting. When Nimrod died, So then there was no room for Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom. So as long as Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom had somebody against him, so he had extension to leap. Then Nimrod died, so that was the end of his life. So that means, here's a very beautiful point, and many times people, they have a very hard time to accept that there are people, they don't have the same way of thinking. They go against them. They have a difference of opinion. They're very bothered. But here we learn, as long as you have somebody that goes against you, so that means they have value for you. They give you extension. But if you don't have nobody that goes against you, so that means you're worthless. You have no value. So that means as long as they give you the worth, the value, so that means something goes against you. But if you have no contradiction with others, so that means there's no value for you in Shamayim. So the same thing here, we see when Nimrod was not around anymore, so there was no room for Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom. That's what exactly we see for Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom to be able to stay tzaddik. He had to be under the supervision of Esav to stay tzaddik. And that's why it is exactly that you have to be very privileged that you have a different opinion that goes against you. So that means they have value and worth for you in Shamayim. And that's what Yitzhak Avinu Alav Shalom exactly did. He purposely created the enemy for Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. Why? To keep him on his toes, to give him value, to watch him. That's what exactly we have to be aware. Not, Chas v'Shalom, to be hurt or disappointed when you see there's a difference of opinion. That means you have some worth. And not, Chas v'Shalom, feel down and upset. That makes you extremely happy. Why? Because they give you such a value in Shamayim. Koilani shamote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shamo nishomo sheli. Koilani shamote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shamo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.